This week's parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha. V'yomer Hashem el Avram. So God spoke to Avram, and this is the first command we see that Avram gets. Lech Lecha, go for yourself, la'anatcha, for your benefit. For yourself means for your benefit. Mi'atzcha, leave your land. Mi'moladetecha, from the land that you were born in. Mibeit avicha, from the house of your father's house. El ha'aretz asher erecha, the land in which I will show you. This is the first nisayon of Avram. And here he's being told to leave all aspects of self. All those aspects of self which have an effect on a person's character. Like the Rambam says, in Hilchos Deis, a person is influenced from the place he comes and the influence of where he is, and from, you know, he's born. Right? There's the influence of where you're born, where you grow up, your father's house, right? You know, if you're Russian, you can tell a person's Russian. Even if he was brought up partially in America, you can tell the effects of the home. Avram's being told to remove himself from all those aspects, to nullify all those aspects and to leave them, and then to go to a place, to an Eretz, to Eretz Yisrael, Asher Erecha. There's a Zohar here, there's an important Zohar here. The Zohar says that here Avram went out of these things to mevatel himself, to nullify himself. Avram understood every aspect. All the 70 sarim of the 70 nations, Avram was mesig, understood them. He understood the whole understanding of all of Chutz La'aretz, all the 70 nations, all the 70 sarims, all aspects of the, you know, the constellations, how things work. Now he's going to Eretz Yisrael, la'anatcha, for himself, to reach a higher level, to reach the level of a saga of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't understand. It was beyond his understanding. That's why it's El Ha'aretz Asher Eka, the land in which I will show you. It can only be shown, that level of understanding can only come as a matana, can only come as something which a Kodesh Baruch Hu will show him. A person has to look, has to seek, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will show him. So this bittul, this nullification of self, right? I mean, this bittul of self is when we always understand nullification of self is when a person, you know, negates his self. But in a certain sense, that's not 100% true. Negates all aspects of self. An understanding of self, a deep understanding of self, is a nullification of self. You don't want to nullify yourself. You don't battle yourself. You want to be in control of yourself. Control means you have a full understanding of who you are. You have mudaut. You have a clear understanding of what you are, what your perspectives are, right? And the nullification of self doesn't mean this control of self. Doesn't mean he's like, you know, he's a robot. Yeah? He has feelings, everything like that. It means there's a nullification of self to something higher. El ha'aretz asher erecha. Ereka, to land in which I will show you, right? That's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the center of the world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kivyachol is mitchabe, connects to the world. The Mokam HaMikdash. That's why everything that happens in the world, yeah, its shorish comes from Eretz Yisrael. That means whatever's happening in Eretz Yisrael is happening throughout the world. Ad kadei kach, there's a Gemara, I think, that Shlomo HaMelech, you know, in Har HaBayis, the Evan Ashtia. So from that, Hushtata Olam, from that came the world. He would find a certain track that would go, say, to Africa, and he would plant on that track a certain tree that would improve the vegetation in Africa. You think of the brain, and you think of like, you know, the spinal cord. everything, all your sensory system comes from the brain. If you know exactly where in the brain, you can affect the whole person. So in a certain sense, Eretz Yisrael is the brain of the whole world. What does this do? This bittle of self is exactly how these brachas come. Yeah? There's Lech Lecha, right? And then there's Me'artzecha, Me'moladetecha, Me'beit Avicha. Let's connect it, four things here. Escha L'goy Gadol. You will become a great nation. V'varechecha, and I will bless you. Right? V'gadla Shemecha, and your name will be great. V'yeh Bracha, and you'll be the shorish of all bracha. That's Eretz Yisrael. La'artesher Eka. Yeah? So it's saying, the Lech Lecha is connected, I'm going to make you a great nation. Avarachecha is when you leave your land you were born in. V'gadlach, v'yagadlach shemecha, and it will make your name great when you leave your father's house. V'yeh bracha, you will be the source of all bracha. That's when you reach Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael, like we said, is the source of all bracha. Yeah, we need to understand what leaving your land, your artzius, your physicality, that's when you become a great person. Yeah, when you leave the house of your fathers, right, you get bracha. What do you mean leave your house of your fathers? What do you mean leave the house of your father? You get bracha. When you leave that, you know, you're brought up in a certain place. You have certain characteristics based on your family. That's how it is. But when you're in control of it, you have an understanding of that. Right? And that expression, which is you, that's your teva. Your teva is from your father. Right? When that teva is used in a proper way, that's bracha. Bracha is the subjugation of one's teva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why berech means the knee. It means a nullification. You bend down, the nullification of self to something higher. Your father's house is who you are. That's who says ze kochi reshit oni. Right, the koach, the potency of your father is in the son. When that's nullified, when the internal self is nullified to, I mean, really the external self, the neshama, which comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, is your internal self. But that aspect of self is nullified to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the shorash of bracha. V'gadla shemecha, we just said, that's, V'gadla shemecha, and your name will be great. V'moladetecha is avarachecha, that's the influence of your society. V'gadla shemecha, and your name will be great, right? Because name means your purpose, right? There'll be a greatness of their purpose. That means because all aspects of self are nullified to Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yeh bracha, like we said, Eretz Yisrael is the source of all bracha. And bracha is only when we're connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's connection in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Now, so since you're the source of bracha, from you comes all bracha. That means whoever you bless, right? Whoever you're connecting with, whoever you're giving your bracha to will be mevorach. Whoever you're mekala will be cursed. And from you will come all the bracha to all the people, all the families of the land. That's a yid. They don't realize it. What happens in Eretz Yisrael is the tzaras to Yidden, the tzaras to the whole world. If what's good to Yidden, it's good to the whole world. There are some evangelical, you know, these Christians, right? That they go around saying, if America doesn't do good to the Yidden, right, it's going to be bad for America. They don't really understand maybe what they're saying, but it's true. It's true. Because what's bad for the world, things happen to the Jewish people, bad things happen to the world. Because from us comes the bracha to the world. And they know that. They know that also in physical terms. They know that, you know, It's an incredible thing that in Eretz Yisrael, the small land of, we spend 40% or 50%, I don't know about the percentage, but a tremendous amount on our army, on just being secure here. You don't expect this country to be like in the pits, has something, the best economy in the world. It brought to the world more industrial or computing ideas. It's unbelievable for this country, and I know it. 3D printing, who developed it? Who made it? Israel. SanDisk, these flash disks, who made it? Israel. Those are a few things that I know. I mean, you can talk about solar panels, you know, glass solar panels. Israel. Water, they're talking about now. There's a book came out, one of my students told me, about bringing water to California. They like recycle, I don't know how much percentage, a very small percentage. Israel recycles 80%. In another 10 years, 80% of our water is going to come from the sea, and it's going to cost us like regular water. They've developed techniques. That's in the physical realm. That's only an example, and they realize that. 30% Nobel Prize is Israel. I have a student in neuroscience. Some of the best neuroscientists are here in Israel. That's in the physical realm. That's just an aspect. That's just in the spiritual realm with the source of Obracha. Yimach Shemo v'zichro. Mein Kampf. What did he say? We have to kill the Yidden. Why do we have to kill the Yidden?
They gave the world a conscience.
Morality. That's what we're here for. We're the morality of the world. That's what we hold on our shoulders. I should have really started with last week's, the final pasuk in Parshas Noach. It said, Rashi says, Haran is Nun Hafucha. It's an opposite Nun. Loma, Lacha, Ad Avraham, Haron. Haran is Loshen Haron, Af Ba'olam. There's anger in the world. Haron, Af Shemokum. From Avraham starts. Avraham starts a new period. We finish with Alpine, 2,000 years of Tohu Vavohu. The world doesn't have any form, or not the right form, and Avram brings form to the world. Avram brings Torah to the world. Now we start 2,000 years of Torah. Now, if you think about it, one man. This is one man. There was a civilization of I don't know how many people. It was Nimrod. There was tremendous civilization there.
Shame
was an Ovid Atzmi. He was Ovid for himself. Right? He was a big person. You see, Yaakov learned by Shame Ve'eva. He was a big person. But you see that the bracha of Avram was that he gave over and that he brought his children up B'derech Hashem. So Avram now leaves the land. V'elech Avram. Lot comes with him. Now, there's a lot here being said about Lot. And also the name Lot is a very strange name. Yeah? Lot is the Lashon of light, of curse. And we're going to see that Avram represents the aspect of the Jewish people which is fixed. Lot represents that aspect of the Jewish people which needs fixing. Now, we see that Avram, right? Okay. There's also this nefesh that Avram made in Haran. Shivim nefesh, can I guess Shivim umos? Like we said before, he understood the tchunas of all the 70 nations, and there was a fixing of these 70 nations. These are the 70 gerim that Avram and Sarah made. There was a fixing of the world. And we're going to see that that's what's going to be Golas. Golas is about bringing back all these lost sparks, all these lost souls. We're going to see. So now, which you made in Haran, Dafka Haran. Remember we said Haran was? Haran Af of Hashem. So there's a fixing of that Haran Af. There's a fixing here of the 70 nations, partially by Avram. Like we said before, Avram comes to fix, all the Avot come to fix the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Right? So it says, I'm skipping Psukim. So, because Baruch Hu promised him that his children are going to inherit this land. Yeah? And Avram now goes towards the Negev. Yisav Avram halof v'naso ha-Negva. Negva is Darom. Darom is Midas HaChesed. Says in the Zohar that Avram went ha-Negva to reach his Mida of Chesed, i.e. who is mit'aleh in this Mida. That's Negva. That's Darom. Yeah. Now we see... Vayhi Ra'av Ba'aretz. Avram was trying to fix his Mida. There was a Ra'av Ba'aretz. Vayerda Avram Mitzrayma Lagusham Ki Kaved Ha'Ra'av Ba'aretz. Now Avram, because of the Ra'av Ba'aretz, Ramban says, Chet Chata Avram. Avram sinned here. He went down to Mitzrayim, and the going down to Mitzrayim is going to be the cause of Avram's children, the Jewish people, going to exile in Mitzrayim. The Pesukim are saying, they'll say this. Now what happens here, the details of what happens here, says the Ramban, is exactly what's going to happen in the Golus of Mitzrayim. And the details that happen in Golus Mitzrayim is exactly what's going to happen in all our Goliot. Mitzrayim is the shorish, is the source for all of the Goliot. That means what we're learning here is we're learning about all the Goliaths of Eretz Yisrael. These few psukim here, it's all contained. Maisa Avos, says the Ramban, Simen Labonim. The actions of the Avos are a sign, it's a shorish, for what's the source of what's going to happen to his children. You with me? So now, there's another understanding. There's our experience here also, that Avram went down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim represents Eretz Haaretz. Mitzrayim represents the Ra in the world. It's brought down in the Ari, it represents the Keter of the Ra in the world. So now Avram was fixing this Ra. And it was a partial fixing, and Klal Yisrael are going to finish off that fixing. Klal Yisrael are going to finish off that fixing when they're going to Mitzrayim. But because we left B'chipazon, because we were taken out quickly, there remains what to fix. And that's going to be fixed with all the other Goliaths, with all the other exiles. So let's read now. Let's read. This is so. Avram goes to Mitzrayim, Lagusham, Kikaved, Haraav Ba'aretz. Now, what's a Ra'av? So okay, the Zohar says, not Ra'av Lelechem, not hunger for food. It's hunger for Dvar Hashem. Avram reached what he could reach in Eretz Yisrael. He had to now, in order to reach a higher level, he had to fix now the Ra. And the fixing down the Ra means to go down, that's why it's Vayered, go down to the Ra and fix it B'shor Shor. So now, in its source, he reached as much as he could, being who he was in Eretz Yisrael. And in order to reach a higher level, he had to fix the Ra and then come back to Eretz Yisrael and be on a higher level. This was Avram's hunger. Avram's hunger for spirituality. He couldn't get any further because of the Ra in the world, which affected the world from reaching its level. So Avram now had to go down to Mitzrayim, fix Mitzrayim, and then the world would be on a different plateau. And since it was a complete fixing, right, the Jewish people had to fix Mitzrayim, and then what do we get? Matan Torah. It's the same thing. We're going to see that fixing Mitzrayim, and we're going to see the stages now. So let's look exactly what happens here. Vayi kashe kriv lavo Mitzrayim, aviyoma el Sarai ishto. It said about Sarai, his wife. Hinei na yadati ki esha yifat mareat. I now know you're coming to a place of... And it says, the beauty of Sarah, right? The beauty of Chava, the beauty of Sarah was like a monkey, kakof, in comparison to the beauty of Chava, Adam's wife, right? And the beauty of other people, who was the marshal, compared to Sarah, was like a kof. Sarah's beauty was something tremendous. It was a spiritual beauty. It was a form. It was a physical beauty, but it was also a spiritual beauty because it represented the form, a higher form. Now, going down to this place, they wouldn't recognize such a beautiful woman, such a form. Vi hallelujah la paro. What's saying that the paro represented the ra? This is the same thing as the nachash. The same thing, the nachash wanted to connect with Chava. Paro, who represented the ra in the world, wanted to connect with Sarah. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
So this is like Me'ein Tikun Chet Adam HaRishon. You understand? The connection of Paro with Sarah is like the connection of the Nachash with Chava. The Tzimtzum is the creation of Ra till Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha is brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim. Lech Lecha is the bringing of the Kav into the world. Avram brought is the beginning of the Kav. The Kav is the beginning of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are those people which connect to that Kav. And where that's what means we're the light to the nations. That Kav, the place that the Kav comes into the world, that line of God, whose radiance is the Beis HaMikdash. That's our Avoda. That's what it means we're the light to the nations. That's the Lech Lecha. That's the Lech Lecha of Avram. And the Lech Lecha of Ram is a siman to his banim, that the Jewish people in Galus will go all around and they'll be mefasim, shem Hashem. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go into Galus and bring back all that those lost sparks. That's what we're doing in Egypt now. You're going to see. The purpose of Galus. What's the purpose of Galus? Galus is the Lashon, I've said this many times, Galus is the Lashon Gilui, to reveal. The purpose of Galus is to reveal all our kohot, all our strengths, all the spirituality associated. We can't reach that level without going to Galus, fixing Galus, fixing, and then coming to a higher spiritual level. The same thing, every person's individual Galus means every person has his own personal pains, his difficulties in life, right? His own tests, right? We all have the tests of Avraham. Everyone goes through those tests. The Lech Lecha, everyone has these tests. All the tests of Avraham we all have. We go through these tests, we go through these galus, we fix, and that pain causes us a reconnection. Our Rav always says, the purpose of Musa, the purpose of all these tests, the purpose is to become a clean vessel to receive Torah. When a person has a physical pain, his arm's hurting, what does it do to him? If he's a sensible guy, right, he's going to say, oh, my arm's hurting, I'll go to an arm specialist and I'll work out what's happening with my arm, and I'll fix it, and my arm won't hurt. That same thing with spiritual pain, emotional pain. It's there to tell you you have an issue, you have a problem, you need it fixing. You should fix it, and then you reach the higher level. That's what pain, that's what Galus is there. Galus is there for you to fix yourself. Now we're going to see from Mitzrayim, it's going to be really Sarah that takes it out of Mitzrayim. So the Galus somehow, and we said, like, remember we said that the connection of Paro to Sarah is the same connection as the Nachash to Chava. There's a parallel here. Because there's a tikkun of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Now it says, right? Vaya ki yiruotcha mitzrim, right? Va'amru ishto zot, v'hagu oti v'otcha ichiyu. Same concept as the Nachash. The Nachash said, right? Will take Chava and I'll kill Adam. Same thing is happening here with Avram. Whenever you go, whenever there's a connection to the Ra wants to connect with the Nukva, wants to connect with the female. And the Ra wants to be the expression in the world. Avram represents the Tov, represents the Jewish people, and that's the good in the world. And now there's a fight between the Ra and the good. Who's going to be the expression in Sarah? That's the same fight between the Nachash and Adam HaRishon. It's the same thing. That's the same fight that a person has within him. Who's going to be the expressed in him? Is Yetzer Tov or is Yetzer Ra? And this is a constant fight. So Avram says, Imri na chotiat, say you're my sister, Leman yitavli, I will get good. Because of you, and I will have chius, I have life because of you. Right? It's very weird. He's going to Egypt. Just say, this is my wife. Tough luck. Avram, you don't believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Don't you think God's going to save you? He puts his wife in this situation. She goes into Paro by herself, a woman, right? And Kodesh Baruch Hu is to save her. What happened to Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't save her? She lost his wife. Well, they wouldn't have found out eventually.
What's this happen? Hide her then? If he's saying, tell you my sister, why does he have to hide her then?
Because he's going to be found. He knows she's got a good chance of being found.
Right, what's the point of hiding her and putting her in a box?
Okay, putting her in a box, hiding her, asking her. Like, yeah. Oh, this is related. These are all related. These are different stages. What's happening here? The Ra in the world, Avram realized that. The Ra in the world is too big to fight. You don't fight a fight you're going to lose. He had to protect. He had to hide. He had to lie. It wasn't lie. Achoti, she was the grandson of his brother. Granddaughter of his brother, right?
Right, because he calls Lot his father. So yeah, he calls her his sister. It's the same thing.
Yeah. You with me? There's not a lying here, but there's a hiding here. Because the Ra, there's a tigborat of Ra in the world. There's too much Ra to fight. You need a great Bohr's intervention. So that says here. V'hi kavo Avraham Mitzrayim, v'yir'u ha-Mitzrayim, yeah? They saw the Mitzrayim will see, et ha-Isha, ki yafahi, ma'od, she's very beautiful. She has the beauty of Chava. Right? We said. V'yir'u ota sari paro, v'yalu ota el paro. They'll praise it to paro. V'tukach ha-Isha beit paro. She goes to the house of Pharaoh. And Avraham gets good. Hitiv ba'avura. V'hilo tzon u'baka v'chamurim v'avadim v'shfachot v'otonot v'gmalim. Oh, these animals. I mean, we have to know what these animals are. What the presents? Yeah.
Not just one donkey, yeah. A female donkey also.
What do we need to know all these things for? If you look at the order, it says tzon u'baka, chamurim, donkeys, and then avadim v'shfachot v'otonot v'gmalim. It should first say avadim v'shfachot. Why is it putting the avadim in between the animals? First it should put the avadim, and then it should put the list of the animals, right? That's what you expect the order. Now it says, v'yinaga Hashem et paro, nigaim gdolim. I gave him plagues. He plagued him at Beito, in his house. Al dva sarai ishet Avram. Through the words, Rashi is bothered by it, says dva sarai, so it's a midrash. Sarah used to say, with the malach hit, and he would plague. And this is a remez for the 10 plagues, says the Ramban. The plagues that were given to Paro here, through the words of Sarah, was a remez. Now you have to understand, these plagues is what brought us out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. And these plagues are the chus of Sarah. That's what it means also. It says, all the galus is the goddess of the Shekhinah, is the goddess of the female aspect. And therefore the female aspect has to bring out a goddess. That means all our galuyot. It says, B'schut nashim sitkaniyot, the merit of righteous ladies, women, brought us out of Egypt. Because the goddess is the goddess of the Shekhinah, the goddess is the goddess of the female aspect. So the female aspect has to bring out a goddess. All our goddess. If you look at Hanukkah, it was female. It was Purim, it was female. All our goddess is the female taking us out of goddess. The goddess is the female aspect. You understand? The Shekhinah, the divine presence, which is the female, his expression in the world, which is the female aspect of Kiviyachor of Great Baruch. The purpose of goddess means that the Shekhinah isn't properly expressed. There's a, like I said, the Ra wants to be the expression of a Great Baruch Kiviyachor in the world. That's what's happening today. If you think about it, who's representing God in the world today? ISIS. That's what God means. All these missionary Christians. How many we represent God in the world? Anyone knows about Yiddishkeit, about what's normal? What's normal about representation of God? No one. There's some fanatic people in Meir Shearim. God knows what they think about Yidden. Some primordial form. They don't realize these people are highly intelligent, highly spiritual, very, very big people. The world has no concept of that. Kiviyochol, the Shekhinah is in goddess. It means the expression of God in the world is in the Ra. The Ra is expressing God in the world. And they're saying in the name of God. That's what means female aspect being expressed. And the connection of Ra to the female aspect. How you can fight the Ra? There's only one. Torah Tavlin the Yitzhar. Torah. But Torah has to come with prerequisites. The prerequisite, I think, in our generation is an Achdus. And a leaving from the physical. We're too stooped in our physical. That's why when we have Tzar, whatever Tzar you have, whatever pain you have, you have to understand that that's what's needed to be having. The pain is me'ain the refuah, is like the refuah. So since our pain is fear, and fear makes you think about life, things about what's important in life, fear also is memai, desires, it removes desires from a person. So that means we become too physical. We're too into our desires. That means we're not thinking about what's real in life. But also what this fear does, it makes us achdus, it brings us together. So it means since the pain does these things, that means that's what needs to be fixed. So those are the three things that need to be fixed. It's very obvious. And if we fix them, we won't need the pain. So the question asked is, what's Sarah Lot? So Sarah and Lot were brother and sister. You see in the Pesukim. V'yiter shivim shana v'yirid Abraham et Nachor v'Aran. Haran was the brother of Abraham. Right? So now it says, V'Aran holid et Lot. Lot was the son of Haran. Right? Then it says, V'yamor Haran al pnei terach aviv. Haran died in Kivshan Ha'esh. Be'eretz moladato ba'ul kastim in Kivshan Ha'esh. Right? What happened with Kivshan Ha'esh? He said, let's see who wins. Nimrod or Avram? So his Mesiris Nefesh was a passive Mesiris Nefesh. It was passive. That means a passive Mesiris Nefesh, not an active. Yeah? That means if he's right, I'm going to express him. He's right, I'm going to express them. That's a female aspect. So the female in Haran was fixed. The male, the active expression that he was actively going to do like Avram was not fixed. So therefore, v'ikach from Nachor lehem nashim shem eshet Avram Sarai v'shem eshet Nachor Milka, right? Bat Haran, Milka was the daughter of Haran. Avi Milka v'avi Yischa, she was the father of Yischa. Who's Yischa? Rashi says that everyone was look at her beauty. That's Sarah, yeah. So Sarah was right the female that came from Haran. I that passive aspect of Haran, which was fixed, came out in his daughter Sarah. So she was Shaykh to Avram. You understand?
Why did you say that?
Just as Avram was the male of the Kivshan Ha'esh, the male Bittul of Avodah Zarah, the passive aspect Bittul of Avodah Zarah was in Sarah, was in the female aspect that came from Haran, which was Sarah, the passive. And Lot, which was the male aspect of Haran, which wasn't fixed. That's why Lot has the name of Klala. He still had the Klala. He still had the curse of Adam HaRishon, and that now needs to be fixed. And in this parsha of Lech Lecha, Avraham actually partially fixed Lot. Lot represents the Jewish people that needs still fixing. So we see now Paro gets annoyed with Avraham. Why he told him that this was his sister, not his wife, right? I'm not sure that's going into what's it's coming to, what's the limud there that's being taught to us. Then it says, now it says, Ve'itzav alav paro anashim, v'shalchu oto v'tishto, v'et kol asherlo, all that he brought out of Egypt, the rechush gadol he brought out of Egypt. The Chazal say that in Egypt they made it like a metzua she'en bo dogim, like a net, right? That you took everything out with it, right? You took all the goodness out of Egypt. That's the concept of goddess. The goddess is to take out all the good from the Ra, to remove all the good from the Ra. The Ra only has chius, only has dominion, presence when it connects to the good. When the Nachash is connecting to Sarah, right? When Pharaoh has a Havamin, has an ability or concept to connect to Sarah, or the Nachash is connected to Havamin, or Paro's connecting, then there's goodness, there's a connection to the Tov, then the Ra has Chiyus, has life. When you remove the goodness from the Ra, then the Ra is mitbatel, is nullified. You with me? Now, it seems to me that this Tain of Paro He said, I would never connect it to sorrow had I known it was your wife. Right? So he's as if he's saying, it's not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. So if I didn't do anything wrong, I can't be punished. Right? I can't be... So if that's the case, can you read this chet of Avraham? Had Avraham gone in with enough emunah, right? And not said this, there would have been no excuse of Paro. And he should have been punished. And he should have been, so to speak, killed. The Ra should have been removed from the world. Can you read this chet, right, caused that Paro wasn't punished, wasn't removed from the world completely. The Ra of Paro wasn't removed. Paro represents the Shorish of all Ra in the world. That's what Mr. Rishon said. Paro represents the Yetzirah. Therefore, it wasn't a complete fixing of Paro. You with me? So therefore, the Jewish people have to finish that off. And when we finished it off, we got Matan Torah. Then the world came to its fixing. You with? But since we didn't really finish it off, because B'chipazon Yatzu Mitzrayim, we went out quickly from Egypt. So we have all the Gala, all the other Galas to remove the good from the Ra. Right? That's what we said before. Galas means to reveal, to reveal the good in the Ra and bring it out from the Ra. That's the purpose of Galas. Okay? So now, remember we said that Lot is a representation of the Jewish people. That's it. So now when they came out of Egypt, right? So, after Vayar Avraham, Avraham went up from Egypt, Mitzrayim, who v'ishto v'kol ha'shelo, all she has, v'lot imo ha'negba. Now Lot was coming him, ha'negba. Ha'negba means, we said, Avraham was coming to his midah of chesed, which is in Darom, which is Negev. It means he had to come into Egypt to mevatel l'ra, and now he could continue going in Eretz Yisrael, connecting to the higher level, which is a representation of his personality, which is Midas HaChesed. For Avram kaved ma'od b'mikne b'kesev u'b'zahav. Avram, you know, had all these things. The representation of the physical is a representation of his spiritual state. He got this high state. V'yelech l'masav minegev ad Beit El. Now he's going to Beit El, the house of God. Ad makom asher hayasham ohalo v'tchila ben Beit El ben ha'ay. El Makom is the place of the Mizbech, Sha'asa Sham, Rishon Einai, makes a Mizbech to Hashem, to thank Hashem that he reached this place, right? If you cry Hashem, Avram, B'Shem Hashem. Now, Avram gets this level, he's calling on the name of God. Now, Avram reaches, so to speak, that level after he finished with Egypt. He removed that Ra, which we said that was the purpose of going to Egypt. Now we're speaking about Lot. The Gambel Lot, how Lechel Avram, Hayatzom Bakavarim, he also had physically, he also had. Because of Avram. Right? His connection with Avram brought him to that level. Belona sa'ota ma'aris to shevet yachtav. They couldn't sit together. Ki haya ruchusham rav velo yachlu leshevet yachtav. They couldn't sit together. I.e., Lot wanted to leave Avram. He couldn't live in this high level of spirituality. Be'eriv ben roe mikne Avram, ben roe mikne Lot, v'aknani v'aprizi az yashev ba'aretz. Right? Now, Avram tells Lot, V'yom Avram el Lot, Al na ti meriva b'ni v'enecha, there shouldn't be a fight between us, right? V'ben ro'ai, v'ben ro'echa, ki anashim anachnu, achim anachnu. We're similar. We're brothers. We weren't brothers, it's his uncle. We weren't brothers. Achva is connection. To be ma'ache, something is to be connected. They were connected. Avram represented the fixed part of the Jewish people. Lot represented the cursed part of the Jewish people. Now what happens to Lot? This is speaking about the goddess later. It wasn't complete fixing. There was still a lot to be fixed. Now, Lot now chooses. Avram says, choose. Right? All the land is in front of you. You can choose to be with me. And they're going on Negva. You're going Derech Beit El, Derech Hashem. Or Lot doesn't choose that. What does Lot choose? Separate from me. If you go left, I go right. I'll go left. All the Kika Yarden. All this Kika of Yarden. What's Kika Yarden? Yarden is a Lashon Yered Nun. He went down to the lower Nun. Nun represents Nun Shari Bina. There's going up to Nun, which is going to the higher levels of self, which is ultimately Matan Torah, which is in the 50th day. Nun is 50. Or there's going down Yarden Kika, Yarden, which is the Ra in the world. Kikula Mashke Lifnei Shachet, Hashem before Hashem destroyed its Dom Vamara, Kagan Hashem Keret Mitzrayim, Boa Chatzoran. What did not produce for Yivchal Olot, it called Kika Yarden, all this Kika Yarden, all this going down to the lower Nun, to the Ra, that's Sodom Va'amora, and he went down, and he connected with Sodom Va'amora, and the Anashim Ra'im Od, right? Ra'im V'chataim La'ashem Od. That's the Ra. Lot connected now to the Ra, after coming out of Egypt. Lot still was connected to this Ra, and he separated from Avram. Avram fixed himself. There was a separation of Ram from Lot. And Lot went down to Sodom. And now, Chumash is going to tell you now about these four kings, right? Vehibime Amraphel. Amraphel is, he said, fall to Avram, that's Nimrod. Melech Shin'ah, right? All these names, right, are names of Ra. Yeah? So all these, right? Shin'ah, Arioch, Melech Elasa, Kedal Omer, all these Melechim, these four Melechim, they did Milchama with Melech Sodom, Ed Birsha, right? Birsha, Rashi says, these are all kings that represent the Ra in the world. Bera, the Shemaim was Ra, the Shemaim Birsha, Shinita Ale Birisho, he was so high in his evil. Shinav, Sone Aviv Shemaim, he hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heavens. Shem Eva La'uf L'Kfotz, it's a name of a blim to jump. V'Limrod BaKadosh Baruch Hu, to jump up and to call Limrod means to like Nimrod means to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not only what was here, he didn't want to go, he didn't want even Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shemayim, didn't want even above him, to remove him completely from the world. Bela, right? Shem Ha'ir, right? So now these four Malachim who were under Kedal Omer, right? We're through Kedal Omer, now fight these five Malachim, and they win. And Sodom, where Lot was, and Lot gets taken captive by these four kings. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, these four kings represent the four Goliaths, the four periods of Golas of the Jewish people, the four Golas of the Jewish people. The four Goliaths represent it. Bavel, Paras Umadai, right? Right, that was Paras Umadai is Hanukkah Bavel, right? We had Golas Bavel and the Yavon Hanukkah, right? And the final, this is the final Golas we're wearing now, is the Golas of Edom, which we said Edom is not completely Edom. Edom through it's being expressed through Yishmael, right? Sodom, Avram comes after he hears that Lot was taken captive, right? Avram comes and fights, he himself, with Eliezer, right? So now it says, Vayishma Avram, ki nishva achiv, that his brother was taken captive. Vayarek et chanichav, who's chanichav? This is Eliezer. Velide beto, shemona esre u'shlosh me'ot, 318, yirdof Adan. He chased him Adan. Why Adan? Adan, he was nechlash, because of the Yavad Zorah of Dan. And we say the gematria of 318 is the gematria of Eliezer. So it was only that. V'yichalek aleihem laila. He divided the night. Hu vada avadav v'yakem. And he hit them. V'yudefem ad chova Hashem yismol ha'demeshek. So now what's v'yichalek aleihem laila? So Rashi says here that it means Midrash Agarata. Shenechla Kalaila, the night was divided into two. The night represents the period of Golas. Nighttime is divided into two. The first part of the night till Chatzot, and the last part of the night after Chatzot. B'chatzot HaRishon Na'aseh Lo Nes, the first Chatzot has a Nes. V'chetzi V'sheini, that's the Nes when he was chasing them, the first part. And the second part of Chatzot was Nishma Uba Lo L'chatzot Laila Shel Mitzrayim. That's going to be when Klal Yisrael come out of Egypt, Chatzot Laila, the Mashrit comes, the Makat Bechorot, and then we come out of Egypt. So the second part of Chatzot, the second part of Galus, is going to be fixed in Egypt. This is the first part of Chatzot was changed. Now the truth is, Egypt, for us, Egypt is fixed. This first part isn't fixed. That's why nighttime, the real night, is till Chatzot Laila. From Chatzot Laila till the morning is actually the beginning of day. Because I was fixed in Egypt. Because Avraham represents Mashiach. So that second part of night, which is the earliest part of night, is going to be fixed at Tidlavo through Avraham. And that night is going to have a din of day. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Avraham represents now. The fight that Avraham with these four nations is the fight of the Mashiach. And now we're going to see. So it says here, right? Veyelech Melech Sodom likrato. Melech Sodom went out to Avram. Achrei shuva me'akot et Kedar Omer. After Avram hit Kedar Omer, who was the head of these four malachim. Et ha'malachim, these kings, asher ito, el emek shave. To this emek, this like straight emek, this depth. Hu emek ha'melech. This is the depths of the king. So here, or the, I didn't say like the, you know, the valley of the kings. So now here, look at Rashi says. Rashi says a very interesting thing here. So it says Midrash Agadata, Emek Shehush. What means Emek Hashava? It means Emek that is there's an equality. You make something. Shave means like equal something. Is you make it equal. This is this, right? Sham Kol HaUmot Shehishvu Sham Kol HaUmot. All the umot placed. Hishvu Sham. Vihimlichu et Avraham, and they made Avraham a king, aleihem, over them, lenasi, to be in charge of them, lenasi, Elohim ulekatzin. Avraham represented kingship, and since Avraham represents the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, this is the anointing of the king, and that all the nations of the world accepting Avraham as king. This is Avraham represents Mashiach, and the world coming to its. It's fixing. That's the end of the four galus. And the saving of Lot is the saving of the Jewish people from galus of the four kings and the final redemption of Mashiach. You with me? Mm-hmm. Lot, who represents this galus, you see that the wealth that had Lot caused him to sin. And Chazal say that Di Zahav, the Zahav that's by Parshas Devarim, the Zahav you gave the Jewish people cause them to sin with the Chet HaEgel. It's always when the Jewish people are too connected to the physicalities in the world that causes them to sin. Baram, right? You build Batim Tovim Benita. You build big houses when you came to Eretz Yisrael. Right? V'shachachta et Hashem Elokech, and you forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever a person has a lot, there's a chance that he forgets. That's why we have a special brach in Bukos HaMazon. Bukos HaMazon, when you're satiated, then you may be because of Mazon. That's the only bracha deraisa. I mean, maybe because of Torah. Right? But the bracha deraisa is when you're satiated, you make a thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why when you're satiated? When a person's hungry, it's not hard to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you have everything, then the recognition of all that you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a bracha deraisa. That's much harder. You understand?
Yeah.
So now we see there's a Gemara here. The Gemara says that now when Avram came, so Sodom came and asked for his rechush. So what does Avram say? Im michut, if a thread, vasroch now, and the tying, you know, that which ties the shoe, right? Im mekach mikol ha'shelecha, if I take from all which is yours, to speak to Sodom, lo tama ani eshavti tavram. Don't say, I made Avram rich. Yeah? So the Gemara in Sota says, Yitzayin, in Sota says, that from this statement that Avram made to Sodom, his chum was zoche to chut of tcheles, that's talis, right, the blue string, and srach nal is tefillin. Now, it's a separate share how these things, why here it's related, but basically the negation of the physical, the disconnection from the physical, right? And the nullification of, right? That he, the emuna, and the nullification of self, and giving back that which you, really, Avraham could have taken it. He was kovish. He didn't want to become rich from someone else's possession. My riches comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nullification of self to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the physical, right? That's a nullification of the guf, and a nullification of the mind and the heart, right? So tefillin represents the mind and the heart, and the talis represents the guf. That means the nullification of the complete physical self to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in mind. My riches aren't coming from you. I don't desire those riches, and I don't, you know, physically want to benefit from them. That gave Avram talis, which represents the spiritual guf, chaluka derabanan, which is going to be the guf of tchias amesim, and the tefillin, which represents the higher level of neshama, which comes into us. The two are high level, bina and chokhmah, which comes into us, the two aspects of tefillin, which come into a person, which is the higher level of neshama. That Avram got from this moment. And that's what's going to happen. It's in a certain sense a remiss to after Mashiach, to Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is when we live with that higher level of Neshama, that's the Tefillin, and we're enveloped in this Talit Derabbanan, Chaluka Derabbanan, this Talis, which represents our spiritual goof. So here's a remiss a little bit to Tchias HaMesim. So it's in Shishi now, when Shishi. And he says to him, Ani Hashem, Asher Otzeiticha Me'or Kastim. I took you out from Or Kastim. Right? Right? This is the Bris Ben Avatarim. Letet Lecha Et Ha'aretz Hazot L'Rishta. Give you this land to inherit it. Beforehand, Avram's been promised with a son. Right? Which is Yitzchak. And there, Avram didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for signs. For Eretz Yisrael, Avram asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for signs. He says, what am I going to have, right? How am I going to what reason am I going to have to keep Eretz Yisrael? Avram understood that living in Eretz Yisrael wasn't going to be a posh thing for the Jewish people. He wanted to know what. Because to live in Eretz Yisrael, the only reason we have a schus to live in Eretz Yisrael, the first Rashi in Chumash, is we live like Klal Yisrael. We live with all, completely as a proper, full Jew. But what happens if we don't? Eretz Yisrael is a present on condition that we live up to it. So Avram want to know, what's going to happen if we don't live up to it? How can we fix that? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, ויום אליו, כחלי, אגלה משולשת, ועז משולשת, ועל משולש, ותור וגוזל. So here Rashi goes in and explains all these korbonos against all the korbonos the Jewish people give. I.e. the korbonos, the Beis HaMikdash, and the korbonos of the Beis HaMikdash are going to give us the schus for living in Eretz Yisrael. The korbonos, as we know, now we don't have Beis HaMikdash. We don't have these korbonos. So what's instead of korbonos? Our tefillos. Our tefillis is what's giving us, our davening is what's going to give us the koach for us to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Because we're not going to live up, we're not living up if when we don't live up to what we're doing. So now it says, V'yikach lo et kol eli v'vater otam. He cuts them in halves, b'tavich, yeah, in halves. V'yitain ish bitro likrat re'en. The two halves are placed one against its fellow. V'tatzipo lo bata. And the bird, he didn't. And so Rashi says here that all these different types of halves are connected the goyim. They're going to be cut. They're going to be separate. They're going to be kale. They're going to be finished. The tzipor, which represents the Jewish people, is going to remain whole. At the end of days, there's going to be a kilui, a destruction of the nations of the world. They're going to be separated. The Jewish people will still remain whole. Now you say, Vayered ha'ait. So what's this represent? So Rashi says here, very interesting thing. So it says, Vayeshev Rucho, Remez, right? He puts away, sends this ha'ayit. He like brushes it away. Remez shevo David ben Yishai. The David and Melech is going to come. L'chalotam. To destroy nations of the world when they come against him. Come against the Jewish people. Ve'en menichim oto min ha'shamayim. And they don't allow him to destroy all the nations of the world. Right? Ad shevo Melech ha'mashiach. Right? Melech HaMashiach is going to finally come. That's the purpose of Mashiach, to be the final kilui, destruction of the Ra in the world. So it says, now Avraham goes into deep sleep, right? Tardema naflal Avraham, ve'ema chashecha gdola nofered alav. So now this dream or this level of sleep that he's having Ema, fear, chashecha, darkness, gdola, big, nofere that falls on him. This is also a remiss to the four Goliaths that Avram's now, in his dream, he is being hinted to. And then now he's told that he's going to be, V'yomar Avram, yeda teda, surely you should know, ki ge ye zarecha, you're going to be a ge, you're going to be in Golas. Be'eretz lolahem, in a land not of theirs, ve'avdum, and they're going to be serving, ve'inuotam, and they're going to be afflicted in Golos, arba me'ot shana. This is Golos Mitzrayim. And we said Golos Mitzrayim is the shorash of all Goliaths, because they weren't 400 years. They were 210. They should have really been 400 years. So we say from Akedah Yitzchak. Yeah? We say from birth of Yitzchak. But Lemaisa was only 210 years, Radu Shana. Because they were on such a low level, they were on the 49th level of the Tumah, that if they weren't brought up a chipazon, we've never left Mitzrayim. So we need the Hashlama of all the other goddess, which is a Hemshech of goddess Mitzrayim. Right? So now, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, V'gam et ha'goy asher yavdu, the goy which will afflict you, will dan onchi, I will judge them. V'acharechen, and after the Yitzu Baruch Hu Shekadol, you come out with a lot, because you bring out of Mitzrayim all the lost Kedusha that was there. That's what it's speaking about. You mevar all the Birurim in Mitzrayim. So all the Shemesh explains there. That's also what Yosef did. Yishbor Bar. We're going to learn Yosef, Parashat Yosef. You see, he brought out all the Shivrei Orot, all the broken lights that were lost in Egypt. The broken lights of Adam HaRishon. As we said, the Nitzotzot, we spoke about last week's parasha, the sparks of Kedusha that was shaykh to Adam HaRishon. So now, we're coming into the birth of Yishmael. V'sarai, Eshes Avram, lo yalda lo, she didn't have any children. 10 years passed. V'la shivcha mitzrit, she had a shivcha, a maidservant who was Egyptian, Ushma Haga, and her name was Haga. For Thomas Sarai El Avram, Hine Na Atzarani Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu closed me, miledet, to have children. Bo Na El Shivchati, come on my Shivcha, Ulai Banei Mimena, perhaps I will be born, I will be built from her. Vishma Avram Lekol Sarai, he listened to the call Nevuah in Sarai. Vitika Sarai Eshet Avram El Hagar, Mitzrit Shivchata, her Shivcha. We never heard of Sarai Hagar before. Miket Eser Shanim, after 10 years, the Shevet Avram be'Eretz Canaan, Yiten Otala Avram Isha Lo Leisha, to a husband as a wife. Hagar now connects with Sarah. Avram. Sarah, part of the thing, Avram was Midat Chesed, but it was Avram. He didn't perfect yet that Midat Chesed, didn't go through all the tests. The final test is going to be the Akedah, and maybe according to some opinion, the death, the Marat Machpelah, the spying of Marat Machpelah, and maybe the death of Sarah. So when Avram goes through those final tests, right? Before then, there's a concept, it's explained, the Zohar explains that Avram, the psolet of Chesed, the bad of Chesed, the impure Chesed, so to speak, was expressed through Yishmael. Yishmael represents the psalm, the Ra of Chesed in the world. He wasn't fixed. That midah wasn't fixed. The right side is too right. The left side is too left. Same with Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't completely perfect. So there was psolet and yitzel that needed to be taken out. That was Esav. Yaakov, who was a midah mimutza, the midah of chesed and din together, he represents shlemus, so his mita was shalom. His children were complete. He had no psolet. He had fixed that midah. Because it was a midah mimutza, it was a proper combination of right and left, chesed and din. That's what midas rachamim, midas emes. So he didn't have psolet in his children. But Avram and Yitzchak, they had Yishmael, which is the psolet of chesed, and Esau, which is the psolet, the bad, of din. After Avram has the bris, his name gets changed, and Avram is now ready to have Yitzchak. And Sarah's also names get changed, because Avram is changed, and Sarah's changed. Now Avraham and Sarah, we're going to see, is ready for Yitzchak. It was a cleaning up of Avram. Avraham's was removed from him, the psolet of chesed, through this chibur with Hagar. Hagar represents Mitzrayim, right? She represents, we just said, Paro, the Ra in the world. There was a fixing of Hagar. She was like Chazal says, she was Keturah. There was a fixing of her. Avram somehow fixed the Ra in the world from Egypt, and he somehow fixed, by connecting to Hagar, was fixing the Ra of Mitzrayim. But it wasn't completely fixed, and that connection to the Ra, connected also the Ra within Avram, the bad within Avram, was connected to that Ra, and that produced Yishmael. Also, removed from Avram that Ra. That Ra was removed from Avram and was connected to Hagar, and that from that came Yishmael. It's like when two similar things connect, right? So they connect. Like you take, you know, if you want, it says plasticine somewhere, you're stuck to something. So sometimes you take a big blob of plasticine and you pick up the plasticine with a big blob. It's like a similar thing, connects it. So the Ra, what Hagar represented, removed that Ra that was in Avram. And it was disconnected from it and given over to Hagar. Sarah saw that it was necessary for that to happen in order for Avram to have children. I'm not sure if Avram saw that, because he listened to Kol Sarah. Kol Sarai, the nevuah of Sarah was bigger than Avram. Because then afterwards you see that Sarah tells Avram to get rid of her. To remove, this is Ra, to remove. And Avram didn't want that. Avram wanted Yishmael to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to see, that's going to be the whole problem. We're going to see here. Let's see this. Sarah was Gedola B'nevuah, right? So now it says, V'yavo El Hagar. He had children with Hagar. V'tahan, she became pregnant straight away. V'tire, and she saw Kiharata, she became pregnant. V'tekal Givirta Ba'anea. Now she says, Sarah is not such a big tzaddikah that she looks. She couldn't have children for 10 years. I'm once with Avram and I have children. And she didn't realize that the reason she had children, because Avram still had Ra in him, which needed to be perfected. And that Ra came over to her. So now Sarah sees this, that she looks at herself now as the Ikka Aishas of Ram. She's the main expressor of Ram. What's the fight between Sarah and Hagar? There's a fight here. The Tomei Sarah El Avram. Chamasi Alecha. It's very interesting that it says Chamasi Alecha. And what they call themselves today is Hamas.
Right.
Very interesting.
Right.
Anochi Natati Shivchati Bechekecha. I gave you my Shivcha. V'tere ki harata. She became birth. Ve'ekel be'enea, and I became lighter in her eyes. Yishpot Hashem b'ni u'b'enecha. Let Hashem judge between the two of us. That's very strong words. V'yom Avram el Sarai. Hine shivchatech b'yadech. Your shivch is in your hand. Asi la hatov b'enecha. Do whatever is good in your eyes. V'ta'aneh Sarai v'tivrach m'paneh. And Sarah afflicted her. Sarah did sorrows to her. Says the Ramban, Chet Chata Sarah. Sarah Imeni did a sin here. And this sin is a remnant to the generations that because of this sin of Sarah, that Sarah was Ma'aneh et Hagar, the Yishmael has the koach, chas v'shalom, le'anot sonem shel Yisrael. He has the koach to cause the Jewish people tzaras. We're going to see Hagar was a princess. She wasn't a simple woman. Right? V'yome Avram, right? Now Sarah chucks her out. V'yimtza malach Hashem. She ran away from Sarah. Ein amayim b'midba. Al ha'ayin b'derech shu. V'yome Hagar shivchas av Sarah. And Sarah, Hagar shivchas Sarah. Ein mizeh bata. V'ana telechi. Where are you going? V'tom him b'nei Sarah give you a tzara. I'm running away from Sarah. Anochi borachat, I'm running. V'yomela malach Hashem. A malach speaking with Hagar. She had nevuah. It's not a simple lady. She's talking, she's not worried about the malach. Elkanah was frightened when he saw a malach. Here's Sarah, here's Hagar just talking to him. She told us this because it was common. She was a big lady. She was a spiritual lady. Shuvi el gevirtech. Now the malach says, go back to to Sarah. V'hit ani tachat yadea. And be afflicted under her. And now the malach tells her, right, Malach Hashem, harbe harbe zarech, I'm going to make many of your children, but lo yisapeh merov, and you're not going to measure them for the majority of them. Malach Hashem, this is the koach. Here, she gets the broch of a Malach Hashem. V'yomela Malach Hashem, hinecha ara v'yoledet ben, you're going to give birth, you're going to get pregnant, you're going to give a birth, k'rata shmo Yishmael. He's going to call his name Yishmael. Why? Kishama Hashem eton yecha. Hashem heard your affliction. And Yishmael, Chazal adorish the word Yishmael. Yishmael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to listen to the Jewish people from the tzaras, from the pains that Yishmael causes the Jewish people. We're going to daven, and we're going to ask Hashem to free us, and Hashem is going to listen to us. This is Mida Keneged Mida. Sarah was Ma'ane et Hagar. Yishmael is going to honor the Jewish people, and that's going to bring us to the level of tefillah, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to listen to us. Now, what does this mean? What does this mean about Yishmael? That means that the Jewish people, right? And remember we spoke how Lot, the Rechush, caused him to lose himself, and to do the physicalities of the world are going to cause the Jewish people to go astray. And Yishmael is going to come and give us this tzaras, this pain, this discomfort in the world, these pains that's going to remove us from the physicality and bring us to spirituality through our tefillahs. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and with a matzah that Yishmael is sholet in the world, and he's going to cause all this pain in the world and all this fear in the world that removes us from our physicality. Fear always moves you away from desires, and makes us have tefillah, davening, to be bitachon b'Hashem, to be bitachon b'Hashem. And that ultimate tefillah and bitachon b'Hashem, that only He can save us, is that which brings on Mashiach. Vayevahu yen, Yishmael will be Pera Adam, says the Eben Ezra, or the Sforna, I've forgotten which. Pera is the female of a chamor. Mitzrayim is donkey, because it says Asher b'sar, the flesh of them is basa chamorim, the flesh of a donkey. The pera, that's keneged Hagar, the female of donkey is a pera. And that's, the pera isn't an adjective. Pera means wild. It's not an adjective. Chomriut, physicality. That's what the wildness of physicality, that's what Yishmael represents. It's not an adjective. This is the noun. Adam is the adjective. So Yishmael is wild. Physically wild. Physically uncontrollable. And he has a tzuras Adam. He has an adjective called an Adam. The Adam comes from Avram. The tzuras Adam that he has comes from Avram. But he has a tzuras Adam as an adjective, not as a noun. Noun, his physicality, wild physicality. And he has the adjective of a noun for Adam. And that's what gives him his koach. And then it says, after this, right? Now we have the commandment, the Bris Milah. Avram has a Bris Milah. Yishmael has a Bris Milah. And now, right? I'm just skipping because we don't have so much time. Then we go to Pasuk Yudches, Yudzayin Yudches, 17, 18. For Yom Avram Elokim. right?
Mm-hmm.
This is after Avram's told, right? Changes his name, and then he's told. Yeah, the Pasuk Tezvav says that Avram, no longer your name will be Avram be Avram after the bris, and no longer Sarah is Sarah, Sarai will be Sarah. Yeah? And then you're going to have child from her. And now Avraham laughs for Yitzchak, and that's going to be the name of his child, right? For Yom Avraham Elohim. Now Avraham, after he hears, is going to have a child from Sarah called Yitzchak. What does he say? Lu Yishmael Yihye Lefanecha. Halavai that Yishmael will live in front of you. In front of you, in front of you, God. B'yiratecha, with fearing you. He's asking for Yishmael to live in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where's the place you live in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's Eretz Yisrael, says the Zohar here. B'schus the Mila of Yishmael. He was Zoche, this Bracha of Avram. He was Zoche to have dominion in Eretz HaKadosha, in Eretz Yisrael, B'sof generation, because of the Bris HaKadosh, so he has dominion in Eretz HaKadosh, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Holy Land. And there's going to be many milchamos he's going to make. And he's going to cause Chas a lot of tzaros to Klal Yisrael. But this is the Koch of Yishmael. And now, Avram, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes back and says that Yitzchak is going to be Zarecha. Yitzchak is going to be your son. But Avram still can't separate from Yishmael. Sarah's telling him b'nevuah. Separate from him. Get rid of him. Take him away. Avram can't disconnect from Yishmael. Can you understand? Midas HaChesed disconnecting from a son. So that's why the fight with the Arabs is who, according to the Arabs, it was Akedish Yishmael. It wasn't Akedish Yitzchak. The fight is who's the Gevirta. Hagar's the Gevirta. Hagar's the main wife. And Sarah is the Rishayit. Is not. Or is it Sarah, so that's always going to be the fight between us and Yishmael.
It doesn't say.
It's not. The Chumash is Mefurish that Yitzchak, the Akedah was Yitzchak. The Arabs in their, I don't know, in their Quran, I think they change it and they make the Akedah of Yishmael. That's the fight. Who's the Gevirta? You see, the Avram wanted Yishmael to be a son. He wanted Yishmael to live with Yirat Shemayim, with right, in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Right.
But that Sarah saw that that's not happening.
That he was just all physical.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. And Sarah was right.